Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are going to have a very interesting show tonight with Michael Schratt, who is coming to us from openminds.tv, courtesy of them. And there's also an upcoming conference we'll be discussing that's happening, end of February. I think it starts on the 23rd of February, goes to the 28th. So Bill Ryan and myself will be attending. I want to invite everyone to come on out. It's in Phoenix. It is the UFO Congress. Normally it was held in Laughlin. It's been taken over by a group of from openminds.tv, and they're going to carry that forward. So it should be a fun and exciting time. Bob Dean will be speaking, as well as Carol Rosen and many others. Michael Schratt will also be speaking. And many people will know Michael from my recent interviews with him on the website, projectcamelot.org. And so that should be a lot of fun. I'm getting all kinds of news coming in. Everyone knows about what's going on with Egypt. Obviously, there is this still, you've got the problem or reaction solution, and what they're basically doing is putting in chaos in the Middle East, and this has been orchestrated for quite some time. This was in the plans. It was in, some of the documents that Brzezinski and others had talked about, in the past. The only question is why now? And I have to say that, you know, kudos to the demonstrators in Egypt. Their courage and their determination is really, truly inspiring to the rest of the world. And I just want to give them a shout out to say that we at Project Camelot are fully behind their drive for freedom and democracy. Even in America, we could use a lot more democracy. That's for sure. So thank you so much for standing out there. And unfortunately, Mubarak has come back with some insidious oppressive measures, even though he agrees to eventually step down. Really, this is the U.S. government is probably consolidating their hold on Egypt. And this is just another way of doing it. They'll probably try to get forget his name, but the individual who is a lot in the news at the moment, who is behind the scenes and suddenly shown up in the Egyptian scene as being with the demonstrators. It's a very mixed bag in terms of who you get in power nowadays. Very hard to get the people's wishes to truly bring a forward-looking candidate, obviously, just like it is in America and other countries around the world. But nonetheless, Mubarak has been a dictator. There is a very repressive regime going on in Egypt. I know because I have spent time there and I've talked to the locals in depth and heard some behind-the-scenes information as well. I did notice that recently in the news that Zahi Hawass is suddenly, his control is being extended. And just so people know, I am on the air, so I'm not able to take phone calls at this time. Not sure who's trying to reach me during my show. But at any rate, we're going to have a break, and we'll come right back with Michael Schratt.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL advanced motorcycle oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air tonight with Michael Schratt. Michael, are you with us?
I am with you, Carrie.
Awesome. Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you, too.
So, very exciting things going on around the world, as you know, and I believe that you've got some interesting information to share with us here. We've made a lot of progress, you and I, going through different areas. And first of all, just for the listeners that aren't familiar with your background, if you could give a brief background, and then let's go with whatever you'd like to talk about.
Sure, no problem, Carrie. I'd be glad to. I'm a military aerospace historian, private pilot. I spent my whole life tracking down classified aircraft that have been developed within the military-industrial complex, and I just had a real interest in aircraft that we as taxpayers have funded, but since there's no congressional oversight or no public scrutiny, we don't get to see those. So that encouraged me and gave me the inspiration to follow up on leads by contacting test pilots, Lockheed Skunk Works engineers, Boeing Phantom Work engineers, people who worked in the Black Widow group of Northrop, and just trying to find out where these projects originated from, what the current status is, and if we can submit a FOIA request to get those programs declassified.
Okay, a good summation there. So tonight, let's see, earlier today we talked briefly and you said something about Project Aquarius. That really piqued my interest. So what is it you have to say about that?
Well, I have so much that I want to go over with you, Carrie. And first of all, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to join you on your program this evening. I also want to thank Open Minds for making this possible. And everything that we'll be talking about tonight is going to be on the openminds.tv website. And if you go to that website and you look on the upper right-hand corner, you'll find a search engine where you can type in Project Aquarius. And that'll provide you with a link, and you can download that PDF file. It is absolutely, completely illustrated to the highest degree. We've got computer-generated forensic composite illustrations on there. We've got sketches. We've got drawings on there. And all of this is going to be presented at the International UFO Congress, which will be February 23rd through the 27th at Fort McDowell in Scottsdale.
Wonderful. So, yes, and that's very exciting. I was telling people that Bill Ryan and myself are going to be there, and we encourage people to come out. We've also got some other Project Camelot witnesses that are going to be speaking, specifically Bob Dean, for one, which is a very popular Camelot witness, as well as yourself, and also Carol Rosen. And Carol Rosen has been someone that I've been trying to get an interview with for quite some time. She's a lovely lady, and she has promised me an interview at some point. So I'm going to try to make good on that during the conference, if at all possible, but it should be very exciting to hear her speak. She hasn't been speaking in public for quite some time, so that'll be awesome.
Yeah, we have a full lineup of some very interesting speakers, so I'm looking forward to it.
So to get back to Project Aquarius, because, you know, obviously we interviewed Dan Burish quite some time, and I've had several interviews with him, and that was quite a while ago. I'm not sure whether you've got some new information or whether or not you've just compiled it in, you know, I know you do some great work, so perhaps it's just all kind of cross-correlated or put into one place. What would you say about that?
I definitely do have some new information, Carrie, and we'll definitely be presenting some information that has never been revealed to the general public before. And I would say that this is a non-holds-barred interview. I'm not holding anything back. I also would like to begin by stating that everything that we'll be talking about tonight comes directly from Dan Burish personally. I didn't make this up. This comes directly from him. So I want to make sure we get that very clear at the beginning. So just to get right into this, and I want to, you know, jump right into the material and get right to the point. According to Dr. Dan Burish, there was a UFO that crashed in Kingman, Arizona on May the 21st of 1953. Now, three bodies were recovered. This is according to Dr. Dan Burish. One died on impact, and he was still attached to his biocontainment unit when they found him. One went to a Y-11 facility at Los Alamos, and then the third extraterrestrial biological entity was sent to Groom Lake and then eventually to S-4, which is 12 miles south of Groom Lake at Papoose. And so that's kind of the breakdown of the origin point of where all this took place.
Okay, I hear you, and this information has been out there for a while, but go right ahead and continue.
Okay, great. Thanks, Carrie. So what I want to cover is briefly go over the background of Dan Burish. I want to talk about level 4-1. Remember that there were five levels to S4. Level 4-1, we're going to be talking about something called walking the line. Let me repeat that. It's called walking the line. Very mission critical. We'll talk about the nine hangar bays. We'll talk about the extraterrestrial and the slash alien craft, because there's a huge difference between extraterrestrials and aliens. Some might think they're the same. They're not the same. We'll talk about the Roswell craft. We'll get into the propulsion research laboratory. We're going to talk about the catwalk, the files department, and the cafeteria. That's 4-1. Let's drop down to 4-2. We'll talk about Project Sidekick, Weapons Research and Development, Alice in Wonderland Rabbit. This is a very interesting, nostalgic piece there. will consider the Looking Glass device, the Stargates, and ERBs. Kerry, do you recall what ERBs are?
Extraterrestrial biological entities.
That's an EBE. What is an ERB?
I'm not sure.
It's an Einstein-Rosen bridge.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Okay. And then we have the Doctrine of Convergent Timeline Paradox. So that's level 4-2. Level 4-3 is the Majestic 12 Residential Suites, the Boardroom, the Culture and Analysis Department. 4-4 is the Weighing Pads, the Biocontainment Labs, the Badge Board, and the Decontamination Procedure. And the fifth and final floor is level 4-5, which contains the Clean Sphere, the Scissor Lift, the Lighting Department, the Iris/Aperture, the Kick Plates, the Airlock, and the Test, which is the Totally Encapsulated Suit. So that's just a brief overview of what we'll be talking about this evening.
Okay, very interesting. So what you've done, and that's, again, for people to go to openminds.tv, I guess, and download, is it a PDF file?
It's a massive 75-page PDF file, which has been done under the direction of Dr. Dan Burrish personally. I worked with him for about 6 months vetting all this material out. And the problem with this whole story about Project Aquarius is it's a fascinating story. It's a great story, but there were never any visual aids attached to any of this, so we had no idea what any of these things looked like the PINS device, the Clean Sphere, the biocontainment labs, the MJ-12 residential suites. We had no idea what any of this looked like. So I spent literally 6 months with Dr. Dan Burrish going over this material to a meticulous degree, just unbelievable. The level of detail is just unbelievable. I mean, when I started getting into this material, and we were looking into level 4-3, level 4-4, it became very apparent to me, this is just my personal opinion, that you just can't make this up. And to me, it seemed like this was someone who was speaking from experience, practical application, rather than someone who was making it up. That's the impression, Kerry, that I got.
Okay, well, I definitely concur with you there. So let's proceed.
Absolutely.
Okay, and obviously you're talking about his interaction with the EBE, which is Kyella.
Correct. Not only that, but everything he talked about with respect to Area S4, the procedures on how you get there and what happens when you get there, the weighing pads and all this stuff. I mean, no one has ever talked about what really goes on there. Even Bob Lazar never mentioned any of these details as well. He was only aware of level 4-1. As far as I'm concerned, and no one else has ever said anything regarding this, including Bob Lazar himself, he was not even aware that there were four levels below where he was working. He wasn't even aware of it.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah.
Interesting. Go right ahead.
Okay, so Dan Burrish, he took a very early interest in looking at tissue samples. He had a microscope at a very early age. This is interesting, Kerry. He was the youngest member ever elected into the Los Angeles Microscopical Society, so he took a very early interest. In 1985, he received a bachelor's degree in biological sciences, and in 1986, he had a degree in psychology. In 1987, he explored the feasibility of becoming a priest at St. Patrick's School of Theology. That didn't go so well, so that was actually put to the side. And then, Kerry, in 1989, it was none other than Dr. Keller who arranged for Dan to attend classes at Stony Brook. That's the State University of New York, and he earned his Ph.D. in microbiology. So, Kerry, do you see a pattern recognition here? Here we have Dr. Edward Keller pulling the strings for Dan Burrish to attend Stony Brook, and then we have, according to Bob Lazar himself, Dr. Edward Keller also pulling the strings so that Bob could have his interview at the EG&G facility at McCarran Airport. So two different instances of Dr. Edward Keller being very instrumental in getting people onboarded us for?
Well, I have to say that's also interesting in light of our witness, Henry Deacon, because he also had interaction with Dr. Teller over at Livermore Labs early in his career as well. So there you have another link up there.
Okay, great.
Go right ahead.
So you've got three independent sources confirming that Dr. Teller was basically the main guy here. I mean, it's incredible. In 91, he was deployed as a biowarfare expert in Operation Desert Storm. And then basically this whole thing got started in 1994 when he accepted an offer to work on a top-secret program known as Project Aquarius at an underground facility at S4. Now, I want to remind everyone that S4 is about 12 miles south of Groom Lake in Nevada, Area 51. And Groom Lake is composed of an airspace called R-4808N. And anyone can go to their local FBO, fixed base operation at any airport, pick up the sectional chart for Nevada, specifically that area, and you will see the designation R-4808N, and that is the most highly defended airspace in the entire world, Kerry. There are three things that will happen.
To this day, you're saying to this day?
Absolutely. The Dreamland airspace is the most heavily guarded airspace in the world, period, because it's got Groom Lake under its jurisdiction, and it's got the main portion of Papoose Lake under its jurisdiction, too. So when you try to fly your Cessna 152 in there, for anyone who wants to go try, I wouldn't recommend it. But three things will happen. Number one, you will be denied clearance to enter that airspace from ATC Tower at Dreamland. I mean, point blank, they're going to tell you that you're not allowed to go there. That's obvious. Okay, number two is if you don't turn around by that time, number two is they will scramble an F-16 to intercept you, and if you still proceed into the airspace, they will continue with something called a thump maneuver. Let me repeat that. It's called a thump maneuver, and what happens is if you're flying a specific heading westbound into Dreamland airspace, what they'll do is they'll take an F-16 and they will fly 90 degrees perpendicular to your flight path, and then they'll fly right in front of you, about 100 feet in front of your aircraft, and then when you fly into his jet wake, it will basically cause you to depart from controlled flight, and it may even rip off a wing. So that's the second thing that happens. The third thing that happens, you'll be warned one more time, and if you don't acknowledge that and turn 180 degrees in the opposite direction, you will be targeted and you will be tracked. They will fire a Sidewinder missile and they will neutralize the target.
Very interesting. Okay, well, I guess we won't test that out. We'll have to take your word for it at this moment.
So the bottom line is
that's very interesting because I just want to throw this out and get your reaction. We have gotten from John Lear and from other sources that a lot of that, the stuff that was in Area 51 moved. Are you saying that that's a disinfo?
I'm saying that some of the things at Area 51 have probably moved, but I will always stand by the fact that Groom Lake Area 51 is a facility unlike any in the world. They are still doing things there. In fact, if you go to the terminal by McCarran, you'll find that there are hundreds and hundreds of cars every day, and all the Janet 737-200 still depart McCarran going to Groom Lake. So for anyone who thinks that Groom Lake has shut down and has moved to a completely other facility, it's false. They're still doing activity today, absolutely.
Okay, very good. So continue with your tour, as it were, your virtual tour of this facility then.
Sure. At S4, Dan received a Q clearance, and he worked under the direction of the Naval Research Laboratory and the Defense Intelligence Agency. Now, Kerry, when you fly to Area 51, okay, the whole thing starts at the EG&G terminal at McCarran, and you take a 737-200 from McCarran International Airport to Groom Lake. And when you fly there, Kerry, do you recall what Dan said is the very interesting song that is piped into the airliner on way to Groom Lake? Do you remember, Kerry?
No, I don't think I remember that. You know, but go ahead and tell me. Maybe I'll,
I just love this. I just love this. Okay, I'm not making this up. This comes directly from Dan Bursch. There's a song that they play on, I mean, it's a very short flight. It doesn't take too long to get there. Kerry, they play Neil Diamond's Coming to America on Way to Groom Lake.
Okay, this I do not remember.
Oh, yes. It's called It's Coming to America from Neil Diamond. Now, think about the encrypted symbolic message that they are presenting here, Kerry. If you think about this.
Okay, is this the commercial or is this the music?
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the Menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Weekday. Files. Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central.
On American Freedom Radio. Radio.
up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't,
and you don't know what it is, but we're finding out very shortly. So, Michael, are you still there?
I'm still here, Carrie.
Okay, well, this is a lot of fun, and let me see if I can do this or not. No, I guess I lost it. At any rate, I found the Neil Diamond song. I was just going to play a couple bars here for people.
Please do.
Yeah, except that I can't find it again now. You know how that is. I got a million windows open, and none of them are right. So anyway. At any rate, go ahead.
Okay, so we were talking about Neil Diamond's Coming to America, and Carrie, under its original interpretation, that song had to do with immigrants coming to America to make a better life for themselves. I mean, everyone knows that. But under the interpretation of S4, when they talk about, when he talks about coming to America, they're coming to America, extraterrestrials coming to America. And I said, Dan, is that the correct secret, symbolic, encrypted interpretation? He said, that is correct. That is correct. And they're coming to S4. That's where they're going. So.
Okay. Okay. So this is sort of what basically a hello to the ETs that are visiting.
Kind of. It's just kind of an acknowledgement that when extraterrestrials come to Earth, and they come to America, they come to S4, because that's where all this is happening. So that
yeah,
was
that's,
the...
Yeah, that's the immigration facility, just kidding.
I guess you could call that. So, okay, so that was the message there. Now, when you're on that 737-200, just prior to landing at Groom Lake, there's an ATC clearance from Dreamland Tower, and it's called Pyramid, Pyramid, Pyramid. They say it three times. And that is the final ATC clearance to land at Groom Lake.
Okay. Pyramid, pyramid, pyramid.
Pyramid,
okay.
Pyramid, pyramid, yes. Now, once you land at Groom Lake, you taxi to the end of the tarmac, and then the aircraft parks, and then to get from Groom Lake to Area S4, which is 12 miles south of Area 51, there are three different options, and at least one of them was confirmed by Bob Lazar. Okay, so option number one is you take a blue-colored Air Force bus. Option number two is you take a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter. Or option number three is a Russian Mi-24 Hind helicopter, which I thought was very interesting. It's essentially a tank-busting troop transport helicopter from the former Soviet Union. I doubt if there's three in operation in the United States, but according to Dan, it's an Mi-24, so I've remained consistent with what he said.
Okay, and you take, why do you take these different transports? Are you all going to
maybe they need, yeah, maybe they need to get you there a little bit quicker. There is a landing pad right on the tarmac of S4 where you egress from the helicopter and then you walk down to the entry door into S4. But so Bob Lazar did confirm that there was a blue-colored bus. So did Dr. Dan Burrish. And then Dan said that the other options were Army Black Hawk or a Russian Mi-24 Hind helicopter. So those are the other two options.
Okay, so this is how you arrive.
This is how you arrive at S4, yes. That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Now, when you get off either the bus or the helicopter, and this is interesting, Carrie, and this was something that made a big impression on me. Dan said that there's something called walking the line, okay? So from the helicopter or the bus to the entrance to the S4 facility, there's something called walking the line. And what it is composed of, that there are two parallel red-colored lines, and then inside those red-colored lines, there are two parallel blue-colored lines. Now, you are told point blank from the black-colored fully armed personnel, security guards, and this is an oppressive society. This is not a user-friendly working environment. This is a very oppressive place. Bob Lazar confirmed it as well. And according to Dan, you are told to stay within the blue-collar parallel lines. If you depart and break the boundary of the red-colored lines, they will shoot you. Case closed. They will shoot you.
Okay, I hear you.
So, you know, you have to stay within those red-colored lines. Now, when you get to the end of the walking the line portion, you'll come up to the entry door to the S4 facility, and I want to stress that this is not a door where you pull a handle and then it swings out. That's not how this works. The entry door to the S4 facility is actually kind of like a patio sliding door. There's two sliding doors, and it's activated via a circular receptacle that you turn 45 degrees to the right, and that's what opens up the door. So that is how you get into the facility.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So now once you're into the facility, the first thing you do is when you turn to the right, there's a table, and you turn in your security badge. That's the badge that has the diagonally striped light blue and darker blue colored bars that grow across the upper left-hand corner. This is also confirmed by Bob Lazar. Now, as you walk through the facility, there's a red and blue colored line going down the main hallway, and it tells you where you can go and where you can't go. To the left, there's an avionics lab. Just past the avionics lab, there's a propulsion research lab. To the right of all that, there's a briefing room. And then to the right of the briefing room, there's a subsection to the files department. As you're going down this hallway, to the left, there are the nine hangar bays, which Bob Lazar had talked about. Now, above the main walkway on level 4-1, okay, remember that Bob Lazar said that when he was in the hangar bay where the sport model was, he said that there was a 4-1 on the wall of the facility. Now, Dan Burr said that there was a red 4-1. And Bob never explained what 4-1 really meant. Well, Dan finally explained it. 4-1 means Area S4, Level 1. And there's a Level 4-2, 4-3, 4-4, and 4-5. So that's why you get this 4-1. This is something that Bob really never explained. Okay, so if we go through the facility and we're going to walk through the base here, to the right of the hangar bays, there's a biohazard suppression facility. Then there's a fire and emergency supplies department. We have the kitchen and MRE TV dinner area. And then there's something called the cafeteria where they quarantine the different people who work on the projects, Carrie. It's not like you can just sit down with anyone. That makes a lot of sense, too. For people who work on Project Galileo, it's the red-colored seats. For people who work in weapons research, it's the black-colored seats. For people who work on Project Looking Glass, it's the orange-colored seats. And people who work on Project Aquarius, it's the blue-colored seats. So you can see, Carrie, that there's a quarantining of people who work on the different programs. So
yeah, I hear you. Did he by chance tell you that they also have badges that have those colors?
There is a blue colored badge that you pick up when you enter the 4-1 facility, and you are weighed in the nude, Carrie, and you're weighed in the nude when you depart too. So that you can tell is the reason why. We don't have any physical evidence that people have brought out, because if there's any discrepancy within a fraction of an ounce, you'll never leave the facility. So you can see why people have never been able to smuggle anything out of S4, because if you weigh anything different, you'll be detained there. So, yes, there is a security level there. Now, going down the hallway, there is about an 8-inch thick diagonal orange stripe that goes down the length of the hallways, according to Dan Bursch. And if you look off to the left, you'll see that very first hangar bay that Bob Lazar talks about, which contained the sport model that was a P-45 J-Rod craft. and it measured approximately 52 feet in diameter, was about 16 feet high. Now, Bay 2 contained either the exact same sport model or an ARV. We're not 100% sure, but those were what were in the first two bays of Level 4-1. Moving on to Hangar Bay 3 was a P-24 Roswell craft. Carrie, the original Roswell craft was in Hangar Bay 3.
So you're talking about a cigar shape?
No, I'm not talking about a cigar shape. I'll explain what it looked like, and you can see this from the PDF file. No, it was not a cigar shape, according to Dan Burrish. Now, here's the interesting part of this, and this is confirmed by both Dr. Dan Burrish and the late Phil Schneider. They both said that the form, fit, and function of today's stealth aircraft had its origins in the Roswell craft, okay? Because the Roswell craft, it was not a flying saucer, according to Dan Burrish. You have to look at it through the PDF file, but it looks kind of like a somewhat of a flying wing configuration with an elongated nose. But then the most important point, Carrie, is the wing root to fuselage joint. There's absolutely no seam there. It's a fully integrated, smooth contouring. It has no vertical stabilizers. Now, what's interesting, Carrie, is, again, I'm not saying this, Dan Burrish said it, is he said that the F-22 stealth fighter Raptor was patterned after the Roswell craft. I know it sounds crazy, but if you take the F-22... and you start from the nose, and you put a point on all of the points, like the nose, the wingtips, and then you go back to the horizontal stabilizers, and then you follow up the left-hand side, and then you draw a spline curve on all of these, what you end up with, Carrie, is the Roswell craft. Same exact configuration. And that's basically what he's saying, is the outward configuration of the F-22 was patterned after the Roswell craft without the vertical stabilizers. Incredible. Confirmed by Phil Schneider.
Okay. And I'm not able to verify anything visually at this moment because I haven't been able to find the document you're talking about on Open Mind's website, although I assume it is there.
It's definitely there. If you go to openminds.tv, you will see a search engine on the upper right-hand corner. In that search engine box, type in Project Aquarius, hit search, and then you'll see the link to the Project Aquarius Dan Burrish story. You page just a little bit down there. There'll be a PDF file download. You download that PDF file. All the illustrations are in there.
Okay, I see that. Okay, very good.
Yep. Everything's there. Now, Hangar Bay 4 contained a P-52 Orion craft. Now, when we say P-45 and P-52 and P-24, we're talking about 52,000 years into our future. That's what that means. Okay, so moving on. Interesting, Carrie. Hangar Bays 5 and 9 were empty. And, again, with these hangar bays, they had kind of a gymnasium light on the top. There was a doorway that rolled up and over the entire facility of that hangar bay, and then there was the 4-1 on that one wall of the facility. So, to repeat, 5 and 9 were empty. Going on to Hangar Bay 6. This is interesting. Hangar Bay 6 was a man-made reproduction of the P-24 Roswell craft. So, not only have they done the F-22, but somewhere along the line, they made a reproduction of the Roswell craft. I don't think it's ever been seen barely by anyone, really, but this is the first time Dan Burrish has revealed it, that we do have something there. Now, they probably took the information they derived from this and made the F-22, so you can see the lineage of where all this got started.
Okay, very interesting.
Okay, Hangar Bay 7, Carrie, contained an unknown tarp-covered craft that Dan believes may have been the Kingman Arizona crash retrieval. He wasn't sure because he wasn't briefed on it, and it had a tarp over the top, but he thinks that it may be the Kingman Arizona crash retrieval.
Okay, great. We've got a commercial that's coming right up, and we'll be right back with Michael Schrapp.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Okay, this is Perry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Michael Schrapp. I'm going to play a little piece of music. Okay, well, you get the picture. That was Coming to America, Neil Diamond.
That's great, Carrie. You got it.
So what we've got going on here, though, is kind of a tour, a virtual tour that you're giving the people. We have about 10 minutes left in this hour, and then we've got another hour to go. But we will have some commercials in there, Michael. The second hour, I'd like to open up for phone lines and for questions, simply because we're not going to have a lot of time to cover everything that I think you're trying to be very systematic, and I know you're such a diligent researcher that you want to sort of dot all the I's and cross all the T's, but I just don't think that we're going to have time in the next hour and a few minutes with all the breaks that come in for you to cover everything. So what I'd like to do at this point is kind of drill down to the real nitty gritty parts that you think are sort of that really stand out in your mind that perhaps may not be information that is already out there.
Good question. I would like to finish up with Hangar Bay 8, Carrie, which was a black isosceles triangle that Dan Burrish called the licorice drop. And he said that this thing, he believes it was the only alien craft at S4. All the other craft at S4 were extraterrestrial craft, but the black isosceles triangle was the only alien craft. And he said that it kind of looked like a black liquid mercury that when you looked into it, it's as though you fell into the vehicle. It's just such an incredibly way to describe it, but a very interesting craft. I also mentioned that there was a 4-1B subfloor level to 4-1, which contained the flying saucer flight simulators, which were basically confirmed by Bill Usehouse. So we have not one, not two, but three people confirming the S4 facility: Bill Usehouse, Dan Burrish, and Bob Lazar. So it's not just one person, Carrie.
Yeah, absolutely. There are others, I have to say. But let me say this. You're making a distinction between extraterrestrial and alien, so please give me the definition that you understand.
Okay.
On there.
Be glad to do it. This is directly from Dan Burrish. Okay, this is one of his quotes. It says, "I have never met an alien, but I have met an extraterrestrial. The difference being that such an extraterrestrial as a J-Rod is actually a future human and therefore shares a similar human lineage. A true alien, on the other hand, would bear no such direct human lineage." So you can see that's the major difference. So what's happening here, and the whole reason why the J-Rod came back 52,000 years from our future, because, you know, according to Dan, the J-Rod is something that we as a human species are going to evolve into 52,000 years from now. So they came back into our time.
Well, over my dead body, but that's another subject. So
right, we'll right. The reason why they came back is because they were trying to cure a genetic neuropathy defect in our time, so that when we evolved into what they are, the defect would not be there. That's why they were here, according to Dan Burrish.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And we've documented that as well in our interviews with him. Okay. So at this moment, where would you like to go in terms of getting sort of, there's about 5 minutes and then we'll get, you know, the top of the hour break. So is there anything you could, you know, you want to jump to quickly to cover some of this material, and
sure,
then we'll have some more time on the other side of the hour.
We did mention the sport model, so we won't go into that. I would mention that from the 53 crash at Kingman, the craft was actually brought to S4 via a 40-ton tank transporter called a Dragon Wagon. That's how the thing got here. And then we talked about how one of those J-Rod entities actually went to Los Alamos at a Y-11 facility. The other interesting point is, Carrie, a year after the Kingman crash, now this is talked about by Dan Burrish, he confirms it, there was, in point of fact, a meeting between President Eisenhower in 1954 and a contingent of P-52 Orions at Edwards Air Force Base, and they signed a treaty, and President Eisenhower received something called the Orion Cube, Carrie.
Okay, and there's been a lot of confusion in regard to these various races, but the P-52 Orions, are these what are also known as Nordics?
I don't know that, Carrie. I just can't answer that question.
Okay. Can you describe the P-52 Orion?
Well, one of the P-52 Orion craft was in the hangar bays at S4. I don't have any really good description of what the P-52 Orion entity looked like, but I can explain what the J-Rod looked like, no doubt about that.
Right.
The whole idea behind this is that Dan Bursch took between 200 and 300 tissue samples from the J-Rod. J-Rod, in its simplest terms, Carrie, means 15. J-Rod means 15. J is the 10th letter in our alphabet, and the 5 is the Mayan glyph symbol meaning 5. So you put those together, you get 15, and that's J-Rod.
Okay, and we would like, when we come back, you to describe the physicality of the J-Rod
sure.
a little more. I've seen pictures of them, but, for the listener, it would be great to hear. And we will be back on the other side of the hour with more from Michael Schratt, and we will also be taking questions from the audience for that last hour. Okay, thank you so much.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica, the number 4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Need to drop the old out.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot, Curiosity, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Michael Schratt. Michael, are you still there?
I'm still here, Carrie.
Awesome. Okay. So we're starting out at the second hour here, and we're going to also be inviting people to call in and ask questions. And obviously, I believe you're going to cover some of this stuff, or maybe all of it, in your presentation at the conference. Is that right?
That's correct, Carrie.
Okay, so that's great for people to know, because obviously we're not going to be able to cover as much of it as there is. I see this. I've gotten the PDF, and I see it's quite intricate and great work, by the way.
Thank you.
And so I think that people will appreciate being able to see this laid out in such a clear, concise manner on this PDF here. But to get back to the subject, we're talking about the J-Rods, and we were just talking at the end of the hour there at the description of the J-Rod. And there's actually two J-Rods. We're talking about the P-45 J-Rod and the what is called the P-52 J-Rod. And they are a little different, and they're also in terms of what I call service to self, service to others. There's a pretty strong distinction also between the two.
Okay. Be glad to follow up on that, Carrie, regarding the description of the J-Rod. Now, J-Rod's personal name was Kaela. That's what he was called. He measured 3.5 feet tall. He was dark brown in appearance. He had very large black eyes. He had a disproportionately large head, a small nose, long arms, and no teeth. And according to Dan, he originated from the Zeta Reticular Star Cluster, and his officially sanctioned name was EBE-53AZ2. That stands for Extraterrestrial Biological Entity 1953, Arizona, number 2.
Okay, but that is the description of the P-52 J-Rod.
That's correct, yes.
It's also the one that went to Los Alamos, I believe, was a P-45.
He was a P-45. He went to Los Alamos. The other one died on impact. That's correct.
Okay, and do you have a description of that individual?
I do not have a description of the other individual, no.
Okay. All right. Sorry for this, but just like at the beginning of every hour, we have another commercial here, and then we will be right back with a longer segment with Michael Schratt from OpenMinds.tv.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's It's called his work, A Dire Prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves, while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL Advanced Motorcycle Oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. Live worldwide weekdays, 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Please don't do it, but you have the capability. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and Michael Schratt. Michael, so at this moment, we're kind of in a situation where I need you to decide what parts of this story do you want to talk about?
Okay, I'd like to spend 30 seconds on level 4-2, Carrie.
Go right ahead.
Okay. On 4-2, there's two very interesting things. It's called Alice's Floor for a specific reason. When you walk into the 4-2 facility, you are met, Carrie, by a 3-foot-tall rabbit. It's a statue of a rabbit. And basically, this thing has a maroon overcoat. It has gold fringes and black buttons, and it's holding a clock. And Dan calls it the most nostalgic piece in the entire facility. He said that he'd give his left arm for this thing. So it was symbolic that you are going into a facility which is basically Alice in Wonderland, because it can take you places you can't even believe. So some very interesting things going on there. Then there's something called the Looking Glass device. And this is something, it kind of looks like a donut-shaped ring device, and it has a cylindrical barrel-looking device in the center of it, and it is attached to a 3-axis, 360-degree articulating gimbal-type device. The whole thing can move up so you can adjust it, and what you do is, Carrie, you eject an argon gas into this barrel, and this thing is spinning, and when you turn it to the correct frequency, what it does is it affects the localized fabric of space-time either backwards or forwards, and it can project the probability of future events. It's called the Project Looking Glass device.
Absolutely, and I have to say that all of this is described in our interviews with Dan Burish as well, and
that's
on our
correct
website. Now, there are counter-rotating, I guess, drums. Is it the drum is rotating, but there's counter-rotating magnets or whatever at either end, or something like that. at any rate, it's also reminiscent of the Nazi bell.
Oh, in a way it is. Yeah, there was, they pumped some things, a liquid mercury, into that bell. In a sense, Carrie, yes, I think there may be some similar technologies being used.
and it's extraterrestrial, or even alien. but continue.
But what's interesting about the looking glass device, Carrie, is according to Dan, you could tip this thing up 90 degrees on edge, and when you did that, or even 45 degrees on edge, and you tuned it to a slightly different frequency, you can turn that looking glass device into a Stargate or Einstein-Rosen bridge, and it can be used to teleport either biological or physical hardware from one place to another. And so they're using the similar technology for both applications. Now, here's the problem, Carrie. When you start using this looking glass device and you start looking at the probabilities of future events, you run into something called the Doctrine of Convergent Timeline Paradox, and that is very well illustrated in the movie Back to the Future Part 2. Have you seen that movie, Carrie?
I believe I have, but why don't you go ahead and talk about what that exactly means.
Okay, what it means is that if we're following our timeline, we'll call it Timeline 1, and we're just proceeding down this timeline, not doing anything, and then we evoke this looking glass device and we turn it on and we observe future events. If we act on anything we touch, feel, smell, or see, we are no longer on Timeline 1, but we are now on Timeline 2, and this is so well illustrated in this movie. We have effectively, we have put a rip in the fabric of space-time, and we're now on Timeline 2, and it can have absolutely catastrophic effects. And that's why Dan Burr said that the looking glass device on Level 4-2 at S4 has been dismantled because of the dangers of looking into the future.
Okay. And did he also talk about the notion that there were other looking glasses around the world that
evolved? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he said that they quarantined the components so that one person couldn't be responsible for bringing them back up again.
Okay.
Yes, he said that as well. And this is interesting because the Hopi Prophecy Rock talks about the dangers of this, and it illustrates the evolution of the consciousness of mankind in general. And then at the end of this Hopi Prophecy Rock, there's a squiggly line, meaning that mankind has gone off into chaos. So essentially what it's saying is that through this law of attraction that we can generate our own future, and it's up to us. And Dan is actually saying that we have bypassed the catastrophe time, and it is now up to us to look for that positive future.
Right. Very good. And so to get into some of the other things that have been going on with regard to this story, where would you like to go with it at this moment? I could steer you, I can ask questions, but I think perhaps you have certain areas in mind.
Sure, yes. Let's spend 10 seconds or so on Level 4-3. They call it the museum. It consisted of a fully equipped biological laboratory. They had tissue and cell culture analysis. There was a dissection facility. And primarily, Carrie, it contained the residential suites for MJ-12 members. It had a sunken living room. It kind of was like a one-bedroom apartment. So there are three separate units, and each unit contains four apartments. So 3 times 4, you get 12, and that's Majestic 12. That's where they stay at S4.
Right. Okay.
That's the basic layout of Level 4-3. 4-4 is another very interesting facility. They have a badge board there. There's equipment rooms. There's four separate biocontainment labs. We have BCL1, BCL2, BCL3, and BCL3+. Dan did a very good job illustrating this, and if you look at that PDF file, you'll see what I mean there. So that's just a brief overview on 4-4.
Okay.
4-5. Go ahead, Carrie.
No, absolutely. Let's continue. Go ahead.
Okay, 4-5 contains something called the Clean Sphere, Carrie. This is a very interesting facility. This is where Dan actually worked with the J-Rod at 4-5. It is basically a square building all underground, and it has curved fillet radius corners on all the corners. And there is a hydraulic lift on the bottom floor of this facility, similar to what you would see at an airport, Carrie, where sometimes you see these trucks pull up to a 747 and they open up the side door, and then there's this scissor lift device that lifts up a kind of a box-looking structure where they bring in the meals, Carrie. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, not exactly.
Well, it's kind of something that loads the dinners into the 747. It's this big truck that pulls up to the 740, and it has this scissor lift device.
I guess I know. Okay, you're talking about normal.
It's the same type scissor lift device used to lift the Clean Sphere up into the second floor of level 4-5. And it's important to note, and this has been talked about so many times, and it's been erroneously talked about, the Clean Sphere is not a complete sphere. It is a half sphere, just like taking an orange and cutting it in half, and it's 52 feet across. It's 2-inch thick, clear plexiglass acrylic material that's very transparent, high-quality optics on this. So, again, it's 52 feet across, and it's just a half of a circle. Dan mentioned, too, that it had impeccable lighting on level 4-5. In 4-1, it was kind of poor quality gymnasium lighting, but here, Carrie, the government, they spent all the money. It has absolutely impeccable lighting, six specific lights that had a telescopic actuating device called the Beehives, Carrie.
Okay, and why did they have such good lighting? For what purpose?
Because when Dan was taking the tissue samples from the J-Rod, he had to know exactly where he was putting in that PINS device to take the tissue sample. So it required impeccable lighting, Carrie.
Okay. Now, personally, I wonder if you might start talking about the significance of MJ-12 and the Committee of the Majority, because I see some of that is detailed in this document.
That's true. And, you know, that's kind of borne out by both Dan Burrish and by Bob Lazar, because remember, too, on that security badge, and Dan's badge was H-6196MAJ, and then running down vertically the right side of that security badge was MAJ, standing for Majestic or Majestic 12, which was allegedly started by Truman in 47. And it's interesting, 47, that date just keeps on popping up. We have the National Security Act being put into existence in 1947. We've got the Roswell crash in 1947. We've got the CIA being formed in 1947. And there's this big, I guess you could say, a quarrel or fight between the CIA and NSA, because the NSA came into existence after the CIA, and they were all kind of fighting for control of this Project Aquarius, and that's where a lot of this animosity began between the NSA and the CIA.
Okay, and to continue in terms of Committee of the Majority and MJ-12?
As far as the Committee of the Majority, I don't know a whole lot about that. I know Dan talked a little bit about what they did, when they were formed. To be completely honest with you, Carrie, I don't have a real good background on the Committee of the Majority. That's a little bit more of a principle that I'm just not familiar with.
Okay. Well, I was just reading your document during the breaks here, and came across some of the information on here. So rather than the go in that direction, other than to say that we've got MJ-12 and then we've got what they said was a committee of the majority was made up of 33 persons.
Correct.
was comprised of the 12 American members who were the original MJ-12, Mike McConnell being the one of the leaders of MJ-12. They're also saying here that James Forrestal was one of the original leaders, and that there's also the group, the Aviary, that many people will be familiar with, who members of which are supposedly telling, giving out disinformation. So there's a complex picture here, and, you know, it gets into all kinds of different stories. There's also the whole timeline question. But I'm not sure where you personally wanted to go from here.
I agree. It is a complex story, and there are multiple timelines. And you've got P-52s, you've got P-45, you've got P-24s, and you've got convergent timelines, and it is kind of confusing. I totally agree. And my goal behind all this was just to, you know, attach a visual aid to this so that we could see, you know, what this was about. I suppose it'd be important if we just break down what all this meant. Project Aquarius, in its simplest term, was an umbrella term for anything having to do with mankind's interaction with extraterrestrials. That was the umbrella terminology. And then under Project Aquarius, there were five separate programs. One called Project Galileo that dealt with the propulsion system of extraterrestrial and future terrestrial vehicles. Then there was something called Project Sidekick that relates to weapons program, and Dan Burrish will not talk about that because it has to do with our nation's national security. Then there was something called Project Looking Glass, also confirmed by Bob Lazar, that dealt with the physics of seeing the effects of an artificially produced gravity wave on time. The fourth project was a second-generation weapons program, which originated with Project Sidekick. No further information provided. The fifth program dealt with a series of biological defense operations that Dan was a senior scientist on. And so those are the five programs under Project Aquarius.
Okay, interesting. Did you get a chance to talk to Bill Hamilton at all?
I have not talked to Bill Hamilton ever. I have never done it, no.
Okay. Because, you know, he wrote a book called Project Aquarius.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's got some very good information. I've never spoke to him personally.
Okay. And have you taken a look at the book at all?
I have read the book. It's a good book, yes.
Yeah.
He was kind of the originator of a lot of this information that he got from Dan Burrish. So, yeah, credit goes to Bill Hamilton for getting it out there very early on.
That's absolutely right. Well, okay. So as far as the rest of this goes, is there any particular area that sort of jumps out at you or that you feel, you know, because it's interesting that they approached you with this information, or did you approach them? How did that work?
Well, we had a meeting at the last year's International UFO Congress, and Marcy was there and Dan Burrish was there, and we talked this over. We proposed putting the story together, and I was definitely enthusiastic about putting some visual aids to this because I had heard about this story before. I heard your interviews, Carrie, that you did long ago, and it's a very compelling story, but I felt that the problem and something that was lacking with this whole Project Aquarius is we had no idea what any of this stuff looked like. I mean, Dan would talk about the clean sphere, but what's a clean sphere? What did it look like? What were the dimensions? What was the layout? How did it work? How did it function? And
okay.
Through this process, we finally vetted all that material.
I understand. And that's one of your sort of strong suits is the notion. You do this with the aircraft, which we showed in our interviews together. I know that, you know, Mark McCandlish.
Mark McCandlish, yes.
Yes, is a wonderful, he's much more of a graphic artist. I don't know if you'd qualify yourself that way, but I know that you also have some talents in the area of drawing the aircraft and diagramming out what is being talked about, right?
Well, I've said it before, and I will say it again. Mark McCandlish is, bar none, the foremost premier aerospace conceptual artist in the world. There is no one on this planet that can match the level of detail, the photorealism that Mark McCandlish, and he did do some of the drawings in this report. So I want to give credit for Mark
okay.
as well. Yes, some of his sketches are in here.
Wonderful.
You know, you'll never find Kerry anyone better than Mark McCallish when it comes to drawing aerospace components or mechanical devices, anything. Mark is the best. He's the best.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to agree with you there. And Bill and I met with Mark in person, did an off-the-record, I guess you might say, interview. We always thought we might do something on the record at some point, but it hasn't happened yet. He was located in northern, I think it was California, very, very far north. But at any rate, he is very, very talented. We'll be right back with Michael Schratt after this next break.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendovite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendovite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Thank you.
Terry Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Michael Schratt. And, Michael, we've got about a half hour left here in this very interesting discussion about the Project Aquarius. I'm wondering if you are aware of the information on here about the Yellow Cube, whether or not you wanted to talk about that at all.
Sure, yeah. That was something that was given to President Eisenhower in 1954 at Edwards Air Force Base, and it measured 8 inches per square, and it what it could do is you could affect the possible probabilistic future probabilities from this device. And according to Dan, he wouldn't confirm it 100%, but I believe that at one time it was at Area S4 near where something is called the TUTS, or Training Update Tapes, also the Defense Technical Information Center 3-ring binders. It was stored at S4 for some time. It was removed. And then Dan Bursch did confirm that this device was at one time stored at the Scottish Rite Masonic Temple in Washington, D.C., but has been removed since that time. I don't know where it is now, but he confirmed that there was such a device.
Right. And what we were told back in, during our interview is that that Yellow Cube was also used by leaders around the world to view their possible futures and probabilities, and at the same time to then sort of figure out the best trajectory for themselves based on that. There were also problems that could be incurred by getting involved with the cube itself, by actually affecting the cube, and that one needed supposedly an intuitive, actually, from my understanding, to be the facilitator in helping the so-called leader to access the cube, but that one of the reasons it was removed is because these leaders were using it to their own advantage, and so that's my understanding.
That's correct, Carrie. There were protocols that needed to be followed, and you couldn't just be anyone to use it. The J-Rods were able to use it, the Orion, but you had to be trained, and you're right, there were catastrophic effects to looking into the future. You could affect the probability of future events by looking at it, and if you had the negative attitude, then you would have a negative outcome. So, yes, you're right.
Okay. Now, is there any other area of this sort of story that you've got here that you might want to cover while we're still on the air?
Sure. I want to cover, we need to ask ourselves, why did we go back to Iraq in 2003, and where did the government get the information or the technology to build these stargates? That's what I want to know. According to what Dan told me, the information that was found on the 6,000-year-old Sumerian cylinder seals, it helped the scientists figure out how to, you know, access the naturally occurring stargates. That's where they got the technology. And what Dan said is, when you take these cylinder seals and you roll them over wet clay, you get a positive relief. Everyone knows that. But what Dan said is, you can split these reliefs down the center via a center line, and then mirror image them over, and it's a blueprint on how you access the stargates. Now, the question I have is that one of the reasons we invaded Baghdad in 2003? Because there are documented reports of U.S. Military personnel raiding the Baghdad Museum and taking these cylinder seals. Is that the reason, Kerry? What do you think?
Yeah, well, this has been sort of run down by a number of researchers.
Exactly.
And that is the consensus, that is one of the reasons, certainly, why we invaded Baghdad. I have to say that a lot of the antiquities, in fact, it's kind of a synchronicity. I was talking to some friends about this very thing today, because we have a similar situation happening in Egypt at the moment, in which the antiquities and so on have been protected at the moment, but they are under the watchful eye of Zahi Hawass, who is very much in the hand of the U.S. government. And there are some questions that there may be a secret device under the Giza Plateau that is capable of doing certain things. And the Giza Geomatrix team has been pinpointing its location. They also said that there's a force field around it that won't allow people to approach it. But to get back to the Iraq situation, yes, I believe they did invade Baghdad in part to take out some of the antiquities, because these things also have power. They have energetic power around them.
Yes.
And the other thing is that I think that they also duplicated some of the more priceless objects and put them back, so that at this time we quite possibly have some fakes in that museum. And I would also say that another thing that they have done is taken over the Stargate, because Saddam Hussein was getting out of hand and apparently going to let in some visitors that the government wanted to have a closer control over, and I would say those visitors are, in part, quite possibly the Anunnaki, among others.
Okay. I think that's consistent with what I've heard as well. I mean, I do have some of those reports in my files that, you know, we did go in there and basically raid a whole portion of that museum. So that did take place. But just to kind of get back into Level 4-5 very briefly, because there's a couple other things I wanted to mention that. On the upper level, the upper deck of the 4-5 facility, there are 7 indented observation gallery windows, and they measure 2.5 feet wide by 4.5 feet tall. And this is used for Majestic 12 members to look down into the clean sphere as these operations were going on. And so they were monitoring all of this, and there are video cameras recording everything as Dan was taking these tissue samples from the J-Rod.
Absolutely. And energetically, Dan was also singled out specifically by Kyella, which is in an interesting sort of anomaly, I guess you might say. But it is also very interesting in terms of his history and who he is and why and specifically that happened.
Yeah.
I will say that I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but I was visited back in the time when I was interviewing Dan by a being that told me he was Kyella.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, they are psychic. They're quite telepathic. Dan will say that their telepathy is limited. He did help the Kyella escape through a Stargate in Egypt, and I imagine he told you that story as well.
That is correct, Carrie. In 2003, he was moved from the clean sphere at S4, and he was transported all the way to Abydos Temple along the Nile River. And he was taken there in something called the stroller, Carrie, and what it does is it replicates the same atmospheric pressure that was found in the clean sphere so that he can live in that environment. And as you know, Dan and Kyella, they had a close personal relationship. They were friends, and Dan was very upset that his friend was missing his family, his son, his wife back at their home star system. And in an act of compassion, he lunged forward on this stroller device and pushed Kyella into the Stargate that had been accessed, and he sent Kyella home. That's what happened.
Right, and that was against the wishes of the military personnel, supposedly, that were in attendance. So that's
correct.
Point. Now, we've got a caller. I want to give them a chance to ask you a question here, if we can, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so what we have is a caller, area code 416. So area code 416, you're on the air with Michael Schratt and Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot.
Hey, Carrie. Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Going good.
Your voice is very garbled, but perhaps if you speak clearly, we'll be able to understand you.
Okay. How's that? Is that a little better?
No. Do you have a special device sort of hiding your actual voice? Is that what's going on?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just have computers here that might be interfering with the signal. I just have it on speaker because sometimes the phone can. But how's that? Is that any better?
Not much, but go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. Michael, I wanted to know if you were aware of an F-22 crash over Anchorage, I believe, back in late November of last year.
I was aware of a crash of an F-22, yes, a while back. Yes, I was aware of one.
Okay. Based on your experience, because the first thing that I could think to ask you, a relevant question on Lunar Mini that I would like to ask you, based on the report, because I assume that you were pretty lengthy in your research of that particular crash, my question to you would be, is there anything particular about F-22s that would warrant the official report to call hazardous materials crew down there before anybody else could have access to the area? Is there any type of hazardous material that would warrant such a procedure? Or could there be something else behind that crash?
Thank you, caller. I'm going to drop you here from the line because your voice is so garbled, but I think we got the question, and we'll have Michael answer it. Thank you very much for calling.
Good question. I would refer everyone to the radar absorbent materials that were found on the F-117 and the lawsuits that took place against the government when Area 51 workers had to burn these radar absorbent pits in massive fire pits at Groom Lake, and the resultant toxic fumes caused scales on their skin to fall off. And so there was huge lawsuits, and those lawsuits I don't think have ever been solved. And I don't think it's the same type radar absorbent material that may be used within some of the skins of the F-22. But according to Dan, I'll just repeat it again, and Phil Schneider, that the form, fit, and function of the F-22 was essentially reverse engineered from the original P-24 Roswell craft, and that is the wing root to fuselage joint. Why they might have cordoned that off could definitely have to do with the avionics associated with the F-22. And the stealth components making up the F-22, specifically the design of the wing root to fuselage joint. That's the best answer I can give.
Okay, Michael, this teardrop, I believe it's called, a UFO that was in, Hangar Bay 5 or whatever it was. You know which one I'm talking about?
Are you talking about the last one in the last Hangar Bay?
Yeah, the black one that looks
yes.
like it's an interesting shape. It's a complex triangle. I don't know what you would call it.
Right. It's the black isosceles triangle in Hangar Bay 8. Yes.
Okay. I was just curious if you know anything else about how that vehicle operates.
I don't, and Dan didn't tell me either. I don't think he knows because he only got a fleeting glimpse of it when he was on the catwalk looking off to the left-hand side as he was going down that catwalk. I don't think he was ever briefed on the propulsion system. He didn't tell me about it, but he said it was the most beautiful thing he had ever seen. It looked like a glistening black mercury material that you could fall into. It was just incredible. Very
yeah.
difficult to describe, but that's what he told me.
Okay, yeah, I was just curious. Also, I wanted to know if you've had any or if you've made any attempts to get into touch with Bob Lazar.
I have spoken to Bob Lazar twice, once about a month and a half ago, only for about 2 minutes, and that was it.
Okay, we'll be right back, and we've got about 15 minutes after this or less to wind this up. Thank you so much, Michael Schratt.
Your your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. Warning. American Freedom Radio has habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Weekday. Files.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central.
On American Freedom Radio. Radio.
Lately, thinking about the good things to come. And
okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we've got about 10 minutes or less, Michael, to wrap things up here. Where would you like to go for the next few minutes here?
Sure. Carrie, you mentioned Bob Lazar just before the break.
Yes.
And I did speak to Bob twice. About a month and a half ago, he confirmed that he did see the aft end of the Aurora on the runway at Groom Lake. I would also remind all the listeners that the runway at Groom Lake is 27,000 feet in length. It's basically the largest, longest runway in the world. The takeoff length for the Aurora, which is not called the Aurora, we believe it's called the Brilliant Buzzard. It's a two-stage-to-orbit space plane. Takeoff distance is 9,000 feet, but you need three times that for a rollout on landing or an emergency. So that's where you get the 27,000 feet from. So, but it was confirmed that Bob Lazar did see the aft end of that vehicle at Groom Lake Runway.
Okay, wonderful. Are you familiar with Dugway?
Dugway Proving Ground, yes.
Okay. And are you familiar with the runways out there?
I'm not familiar with the runways out there, no.
Okay, because we took a trip out there recently, and I have to say that there's some really fascinating stuff out there. Most of it is hidden, of course, but there is evidence of an extremely long runway. It's interesting to even contemplate. I know the Venture Star is said to go in and out of there carrying loads, payloads to and from Mars. And I think you are aware of that. As well, there are supposedly taking something like 30-something scientists are said to travel in the Venture Star to Mars. You're aware of that as well, right?
Well, interesting you mentioned Dugway, Carrie, because as you know, it's been stated that Dugway is a supplemental base to Area 51. And Area 51 also has another location called TTR, which is Tonopah Test Range, and that's where the F-117 was stored before it moved to Holloman Air Force Base. That is also the location of something called the Manta Ray that flew along with the F-117s during Desert Storm, which has never been declassified by the U.S. government. Now, I filed multiple FOIA requests to get that bird dislodged, but they will not acknowledge the existence of that aircraft, even today.
Okay, so you're calling it a Manta Ray?
It's called the Manta Ray, yes. I've spoken to
what,
two...
What is it capable of doing?
It is capable of... basically, it's a digital real-time reconnaissance aircraft bomb damage assessment type vehicle. It's orders of magnitude more stealthy than the F-117. It's quieter. It did fly with the stealth fighters in Desert Storm, and there's about 18 of them built, and... it has never been acknowledged, and I spoke to two pilots who have flown it, who have confirmed that it does exist, but they won't admit it. They admit the F-117 and they admit the B-2, but they won't admit to the Manta Ray.
Very interesting. And Tonopah, isn't that? I drive by it when I go out to Phoenix. Isn't it out there?
It's in Nevada, actually.
It is.
It's in Nevada.
Well, there's some kind of base. It says the word Tonopah.
I've seen that as well, yes.
okay, there, well, when you get out there, it's all desert, huh?
It's all desert. There's another point, too, Carrie. At the end of the Groom Lake runway, this comes directly from Dan Burrish, there's a sign out there, Carrie, and... the sign has multiple arrows. There's six arrows, and they're oriented along the center of that sign, kind of in a circular orientation. And each arrow says home on it. There's one arrow going down that says home, and then one up, and then the other four are in the other points. And there's another symbolic encrypted message here, that home is underground, home is out in space, and home is off to the left and to the right. So this is another one of these nostalgic points of Area 51.
Okay, very, very interesting. All right. Now, have you ever been made aware of the hotels in Vegas where you go into an elevator and you go down and you get on a high-speed train underground and you go to... Well, you can go out to the Pine Gap in Australia and other points.
There you go, Carrie. I've always known that you're very well read into these programs. I have heard about this. I can't completely confirm it, but yes, we have heard reports that there is a high-speed tunnel system connecting Edwards Air Force Base to Air Force Plant 42. Remote test site Groom Lake S4, yes. Is it possible to confirm it? Do we have any physical evidence? Not that I'm aware of it, but I have heard it from multiple sources, Carrie, that there are such tunnels, yes.
Okay, and I just want to say here that you also have a lot of contacts in the aerospace community, do you not?
I do, yes.
Okay, and you will be familiar with the Ben Rich from Lockheed Skunk Works, the famous saying that we have the technology to take E.T. home. You're familiar with that saying?
That's correct, yes. He said that twice, back in 92 and 93 at his Wright-Patterson Air Force Base slide presentation, and also at the UCLA Alumni Club back in 93.
And just out of curiosity, did you ever happen to meet him?
I never met Ben Rich, no. I have met his son, Michael Rich, who's the head of the RAND Corporation in Santa Monica, California, but I've never met Ben Rich personally. Just to get back on your underground tunnel thing, what Dan Burrish told me is that Los Alamos is basically the gateway to these facilities because they have an entry point at Los Alamos.
Okay, I've heard something similar to that.
Yes.
I've also heard that time travel was in and out of Los Alamos, so I was actually surprised you say Area 51 was also involved in that. I'm afraid we're out of time, Michael. Thank you so much. We've got Michael Schratt from openminds.tv. So anyone who wants to visit the website and also come to the conference, Bill and I are going to be there, is encouraged to do so, and that is February 23rd through the 27th. Michael, you want to say last words here?
Thank you, Carrie. And yes, Ben Rich knew a whole bunch of this, and he knew about programs that are 50 years beyond what we could possibly even dream of.
There you go. Okay, thank you so much, Michael, for joining me, and you take care.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Elite control, the all-out. Control is good.
Fire. Roger, copy.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.